The forecast brought to you by Newgate School. Today, partly sunny.
What was that steak you had again last night?
Wagyu. I've never heard of it before. I must not be very bougie.
Well, you were at a bougie place last night.
I was at a...
Were you there last night?
I was also there watching her order the Wagyu steak.
Were you there, Adam?
I was not.
I was not at the...
It was really swanky.
Missed the invite.
Yeah. Jason DeRusher was there.
Of course. He was.
Of course he was. I'm still... It's a mystery to me why I got invited, but I did, and I ate everything, even though I don't like a lot of stuff.
Well, why did you eat it then if you don't like it?
Because it was a special night, and I tried everything.
And it was expensive.
I didn't have to pay because it was a special night.
So, wait a second, Adam. If you don't like something, if it's free, will you then eat it?
That's a good question.
I still don't want to eat it.
No, you need to ask your listeners, would you eat squid? No, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I like squid.
I like squid.
I meant the thing I don't like. I don't like squid.
So 651-461-9226. If it's something you don't like, but it's free, will you now eat it? That's your premise, right?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, it's, like when you go... there's been many instances where I've like just had lunch and then I'll go into the kitchen and there'll be like a free pizza. So I'm like, I'm going to eat a piece of pizza. And I just like, why am I doing that?
Why are you?
Because it's free.
That? Right.
It's ridiculous.
I think that's a separate category though.
Yeah, but it's along those lines. Okay. Yeah, but I wouldn't eat something that I don't like.
Yeah. Yes,
like, you know, I hate oysters, but what the hell? I'll give them.
Oh,
these are free.
I hate oysters.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, so do I.
One
love
time,
oysters.
I went on
love
a,
oysters.
Gross. I went on a date with a guy one time. He ordered oysters, and I took one and I spit it out. And he said, "Well, that was a $12 spit."
Okay, texters, go ahead. Yeah. Just jump on in.
Just opening the door
without any of our help. All right, it's going to be nice today. It might rain tomorrow. Hit the button. Let's go. Adam Carter's here to start the show. I know you miss me. I heard the cry for help, so I thought
cry for help. Here we go.
It was a cry.
Is that you,
Texan?
No wonder you don't have your own show.
No, that person should break both legs today. Okay, is that reasonable enough? Did you hear what this buffoon said today, America? Tubbs, did you hear?
No, I didn't. Now I want to know.
Stain on society said. He said, and by the way, it's called. Let's just Adam, you're taking on big words apparently now. Because I like to call something a cheeseburger. And you said a cheeseburger. Again, I believe in words. I believe in semantics.
That's true.
Okay? I believe in big words. You said the cheese in the cheeseburger is irrelevant. It's superfluous. It's unnecessary. It isn't noticed.
Pretty much.
That is, okay, just call me if you need a therapist or if you need a hug. You have said a lot of things to me, sober, buzz, that are absurd. This is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, it's not. Admit it. How many, if you had,
I'm not admitting it.
I'll continue to eat cheeseburgers.
Of course you will.
But
you're
what
a
I'm
fraud.
No, it's not a fraud.
Because if you really believe that cheese was irrelevant, you wouldn't put the cheese on the cheeseburger.
Well, maybe I will then. It's not irrelevant. It's just, it's down the line on what makes the thing a great thing. And I can't even say cheeseburger because we call it a cheeseburger.
Exactly.
But that's just, it's just, if you really think about
it. Stuttered and stammering. I have you in the corner already.
Counselor, yeah, my question. Your witness.
You need 5 minutes.
Look.
What kind of cheese are you putting on your cheeseburger?
The reason I brought that up is because the media will not discuss cheeseburgers. That's kind of the route we go now. No, but
the angry rhetoric.
If you cooked a great burger and, like, let's say you open that drawer and you're out of cheese, you're like, oh, shoot. But you have the burger anyway. 9 times out of 10, you're going to not miss the cheese.
That's not correct. You know what it's called then? Hamburger.
Correct.
It's a different food item. Tubbs. I mean, does he have any leg to stand on here?
No.
No. He's now saying it's a different food item. So if I want a hamburger, you know what I'll order?
A hamburger.
I know this will shock you.
Well, a lot of places still don't even offer a hamburger without cheese. I think at McDonald's you have to order a hamburger without cheese now.
No, I think you can order just
a regular hamburger. You can still get a regular
hamburger? I think you can order a regular hamburger.
I will say this. I don't think most restaurants have a hamburger. Right? You want to know why? Because the cheese helps it.
No, it doesn't.
We've all come to this agreement. We've just said, and then you, unless it's a Kraft American slice with the plastic on it, I heard you say.
Those are underrated. Your fancy cheeses you spend
exactly,
money. It's elitist.
Exactly. Any other cheese.
Brie or Gouda.
An American slice was, what an elitist cheese that is. Swiss.
So let me get the hang of this. Chad is big cheese then? He's pro big cheese.
Mayor McCheese. That's what we call it.
I'm Mayor McCheese. I believe you are the same person who told me a couple years ago, you know, Swiss, fill in your holes.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
you're paying for less cheese.
I want a discount
and again,
on my Swiss cheese.
I love cheese. On its own, it's great. And on a burger, it's fine, but it's not necessary.
But it enhances the burger, though.
Does it really, though?
Yes, it does.
I don't think it does.
What kind of, okay, are you putting just like a light layer of cheese on there? Put some real cheese.
Maybe
let's go with some thickness.
Cheese. Right.
Is there a cheese shortage in Rosemount?
Not that I know of.
Yeah? What does the lobster think of this?
She's a hamburger gal. She doesn't like cheese either.
She's corrupted you, in other words. I mean, we need an intervention.
She'll eat a cheeseburger, but more often than not, she'll just take a regular. She just likes a plain bun and a burger.
Well, that's disaster.
Any condiments?
And a lot of
like
ketchup.
Oh, my God.
You should see Ryan, my stepson. It's just grotesque. He just slathers everything in ketchup. It's like I almost start crying. I'm on the phone sometimes to, you know, child services. Like,
you need to come back to the show more often. I mean, seriously.
You think I'm losing my way?
You've lost. Some guys run their house. Some guys run around their house. You're running around your house.
Oh.
The stepson, Ryan. I've met Ryan. He seems like a sweet
kid.
Great kid. I'd kick him out today. I would kick him out today and say, there's the tent for a week. And then you put any of the ketchup anywhere near that burger, ruins it. Tubbsy, I don't know if we've talked before.
No, I don't know this hatred for ketchup. I mean,
it's
knew.
Awful.
What's wrong with ketchup?
It's sugar paste. That's all
it
is.
That's it.
It's disgusting.
It's
disgusting.
You know what's great is ketchup?
Sugar paste.
Not ketchup mixed with mayonnaise.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Chad might leave the room.
Oh, my God.
That is the cat's meow right there.
Where am I right now?
You could have said, you know what's good? Hezbollah and Hamas together.
Honestly, I'd rather pal with them than ketchup and mayonnaise. If they dinner with Hamas
I'm not with
or
you,
a
mayo.
Burger,
I'm still a mayo guy.
With ketchup together?
No.
Oh,
ketchup is only good with French fries, and now it's like way down the list. Now, I mean, we've come up with so many great fry dips.
Are there any condiments that you guys do like?
Yes. Oh, mustard, yellow mustard, any kind of most mustards.
Okay.
Lindsay Peterson says Dan Kelly's used to have a plain hamburger. They called it the Morgan Mundane. And that's good.
Oh, that's right.
Lindsay, can you come in and work the board again? Because I may never work with Tubbs
again. You know
again.
How I feel about the old Dan Kelly's. Their nachos might have been the best in the world.
That's right. That's right. This is the guy. What was your Mexican place again?
Chi-Chi's. No way.
The other day. How far
what do you miss? Chi-Chi's.
Great Mexican places in town. Hey, Chi-Chi's is just
Don Pablo's is up there.
Don
but...
Pablo.
Oh, I think there's a nice Chevy's down by the Mall of America.
Oh, man. Now, I received an email from a dairy farmer who was very upset. Did that dairy farmer call in, Tubbs?
He Not said, yet, no.
He said he was going to call Uh-oh. In. So you might have to stay one more segment.
I've made my point.
It's fallen flat on its face until Tubbs obscured it.
People
with
are telling
ketchup
me.
Panties sort of situation.
Say, I'm trying to take the heat off of you, Carter.
I don't need it.
You
I
don't need it. You
I'll
can
take the heat.
He's
I'll
a
take the
flat
heat.
Catcher. He is ready to go. Oh, my God. What do you want to say about this abomination known as Adam Carter and attacking?
On National Cheeseburger
Day. On National Cheeseburger Day. And by the way, where is the best cheeseburger in the state of Minnesota? Because I'll tell you where it used to be, and I'm still devastated. It's not around. And America needs to bring it back. If Donald Trump brings this restaurant back, I'll vote for Donald John Trump. And no, it's not the enchiladas.
I will bring back Chi-Chi's.
Chi-Chi's.
Unlimited chips and salsa.
Dexter, was Joel Maturi buying Susie the fancy steaks last night? You know the Joel Maturi stuff, right?
I don't.
They vacation together. Joel, Susie, and I think it's Lois. And I've been able to convince Susie to basically admit that she'd like to marry Joel Maturi. And I don't know how Lois feels about that. Remember, Lois came in.
Might have an issue with it.
Might have an issue. Lois had an issue with me. Remember when that was going on?
Yeah.
Where she came in and told Wendy Paulson I needed to be fired. And then Wendy Paulson, who's a sweetheart, former program director, called me in and said, why do you hate Joel Maturi? And considering the way this station was with the U of M, Mona loved the U of M. Dave loved the U of M. Maxie loved the U of M. My father was the hardest critic in the U of M. Think about that. And I'm like, Wendy, I don't hate him. I'm just giving my opinion, you know? And hiring Tim Brewster is borderline grounds for dismissal.
A stain on the on the resume.
You love Oyster. Do you love Snot too? LOL. Oh, get out of here. The breakup is over. Hartman and Carter back together again. I must have missed the breakup. Adam, Chad wants you to call him if you need a hug. Yeah, I mean, if you need it, that's
fine.
I don't
need a hug. I'm fine. I'm calm. I'm calmer than you are.
Or that's like a competition. Who's calmer? I'm calmer.
Yeah.
Ordering the wrong kind of cheese on a cheeseburger must be Swiss with mushrooms and onions.
Ugh. Okay. Get out of here with that.
Go ahead.
First of all, okay.
I like full cheese. I mean,
yeah, and every once in a while, Swiss on a burger is okay, but there are much better cheeses for the burger. Again, if cheese were relevant on a burger, which I'm still standing by, is not. But mushrooms, ugh, God.
You're so wrong.
Mushrooms and Swiss, that's the perfect combination.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. The mushrooms actually fill in the hole if you're anti-Swiss. Ugh. It works together.
What else would your other
fill? It's like a puzzle. It's like a puzzle.
Adam is right. Ketchup and onions are more important to a hamburger than cheese. No, you're missing the point.
Onions are.
But I want them grilled. Don't you want
raw onion?
Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. Tubbsy, you're probably, I'm guessing you're not a grilled guy either.
I'm a raw onion guy.
Yeah, of course you are.
He's a patriot.
Let's
call that a patriot with a capital P.
That's right.
Cheese whiz, somebody says.
What?
Get out of here with cheese whiz. I like hamburgers, no cheese. You know what I say? Get out of the country. Okay. Enemy of the people. McDonald's does have a regular hamburger.
Okay. I stand correct.
malt vinegar on fries is stellar. Oh, way better than ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Not even.
Seasoned sour cream.
Ketchup and mayonnaise on a fried egg sandwich with a great slice of cheese to die for. I'd rather die if the option was ketchup, mayo on my egg sandwich, or it's been a good run at 59. I think there's some...
Elizabeth,
what you might say after eating that sandwich.
Oh, my God. Do you think we're going somewhere after this? I do. Do we have heaven? Do we have somewhere else?
Like right now.
If you want to stick
around. Where are we going?
I mean, if you want to stick around after 3, I got a meeting.
I'll get a cheeseburger.
Do you believe we're going somewhere after this?
I hope so. I don't know.
I hope so. And listen, my belief that we are going somewhere is stronger than my belief that I should try ketchup and mayonnaise on anything. Let's see. Oh, more people.
You can't do the ketchup.
More people agreeing with me. Come on, fairness. Let's go.
Ketchup and mayo are good together. That's what I was saying.
See, you got to listen to the people, Chad. Listen to the people. People are speaking.
Here we go. I agree with Adam on cheese and ketchup. Okay. Part right. Does Blois have a cheeseburger authoritative list? He must, right?
I don't think it's out yet if it's there. So which is it for you? What's the best cheeseburger in town?
So there's a place in Afton called Lurks. Was around, I think, 50, 60 years. Shut down. Somebody, an Afton, Lakeland Shores, Lakeland resident, tell me, or maybe even Google, Lurks.
It comes up as the Lumber Yard Pub now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I Google Lurks, and it says a Lumber Yard Pub.
Now, if they're using the same grill, the best burgers I've had in my entire life. Maybe it's back. Because there was a big debate on could they use the grill. Then it was older. The bathroom is down these rickety stairs, you know. So you kind of risk your life when you're going on the stairs, especially if you had a couple pops or so. But the Lurk Burger, best burger, state of Minnesota. Outside of the burger you make at home, which doesn't have cheese on it, we know, where if you could have one cheeseburger in Minnesota.
There's so many good ones. Like, I don't think I have, like, oh, that's by far away the best burger. I mean, Parlor is so good.
Parlor is great. It's very hyped. Both of us have a tendency to not like the hype. I think it lives up to it. But, at the Wolves game, too, it lives up to that.
Yeah. We went to a place called Chip's Clubhouse in St. Paul a couple weeks ago. They had a great cheeseburger.
Gordy's High Hat and Cloquet has good cheeseburger. Gordy's High Hat lives up to it. You've been to Gordy's a few times?
Good malts, too.
Oh, their malts are absolutely out there. Swiss is the bottom feeder of cheese.
They make great watches. Their cheese sucks.
I would be right behind you. Lurk's was the best. Yeah. Matt's Bar. Go ahead. Where do we stand on Matt's Bar?
I don't know. I've never been to Matt's Bar, so I can't comment on the Juicy Lucy.
You've never had a Juicy Lucy?
Not from Matt's.
But other places.
Yeah.
I like my cheese. First of all, I like cheese. I like to see it.
Yeah.
I don't need the hide-and-seek cheese. Okay, Tubbs, I assume you're with the sheep. You like the Juicy Lucy. You like to have that. You like to be biting in your meal, and then scalding cheese comes flying around the corner.
Tubbs numb for 6 months.
Cold meat, hot cheese. That's how I roll.
Okay, there's a lot of ways to go with that one. King's Place in Meesville.
I've heard of that.
Lion's Tap. Lion's Tap's solid. Yep. I still remember the California Burger. Weren't you talking about that today?
Yeah. California Burger doesn't need cheese.
It's better with it, though.
I don't think so.
The Rusty Nail in Battle Lake, Minnesota. I think every town in America needs a restaurant.
Or a brass rail. the brass rail or the Rusty Nail. Or the office. Yeah. The office. I'm out at the office.
Yes. How about the library? I see that a lot.
The library. Yeah, that's for sure. What's going on the rest of the day outside of kicking Ryan out of the house?
I'm going to go for a little hike.
You're going for a hike?
Yeah.
You going for the hike where the couple was a little smooching?
Document exchange.
What was that place?
Lebanon Hills.
Lebanon Hills. Is that your hiking place?
Yep. Great spot.
Nice spot. We keep the show on while you're hiking?
No.
No.
I did one time. I think I did a bit one time hiking. I think it was Jack Nicklaus. I thought of that the other day. I was walking. I remember being in the middle of the woods out in Lebanon Hills doing a Jack Nicklaus impersonation.
What did people think as they walking?
Thankfully, nobody came upon me.
Yeah.
Hey, is that Jack Nicklaus there in the middle of Lebanon Hills?
Jack, Mike.
I hit a stray 5-iron up back here. Thought I'd find my Titleist.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that stopping by. Rena Sargentopoulos. I had someone I know well tell me she's attending a friend's dog's 10th birthday party.
Our dog Gertie's birthday is Monday, and people are talking about what we should do. I'm like, come on.
Are we invited?
You know what Gertie won't be getting? An insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly. I heard this
is money for surgery.
I might have to come rescue Gertie. No surgery. And also, by the way, what'd you say the other day? I really wouldn't go into debt anyway. You know?
That was Jordana saying that. Yeah. I feel the same way.